outer space. Not as far of a trip sometimes as some might think, but at least as we're covering the Joe Wilson story. But yesterday, members of a House committee, speaking of space travel, were looking at the fate of NASA, and they had these words to say to Congress.
The reluctant bottom line conclusion of our committee, if you will, is that the current program as it's being pursued is not executable.
That's Norm Augustine, an esteemed aerospace businessman, head of a committee that was selected to look at the future of NASA's human spaceflight project. Augustine was talking about Constellation. That's NASA's next scheduled manned spaceflight project. And really the future of manned space exploration, at least in this country as it stands now. We turn now to aviation and space reporter and expert Miles O'Brien, one of my favorite guys in journalism. Miles, quickly, Constellation is in trouble. Is it all just about money? Is that it?
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And it's somewhat about the mission as well. What we're talking about here in Constellation is essentially going back to the moon. And NASA, and for that matter, the Obama administration, hasn't clearly articulated why we want to do that. Why is that important? What is the long-range goal for keeping Americans in space?
And what is the long-range goal?
Well, to continue the exploration, to continue maintain competitiveness, to inspire kids and educate kids. A lot of these messages are not out there yet because, frankly, no one knows exactly where the Obama administration stands on all this. This is a program the Obama administration inherited from the Bush administration. It was created a year after the loss of Columbia. The idea was to retire the shuttle, get out of low Earth orbit, and start exploring again. But is the moon the right destination? Is it better to talk about going to Mars? Or is there some sort of middle ground there, which seems to be where the Augustine Commission is setting up right now?
One of the other sort of wafts of middle ground was saying, well, we want to go to the moon, but that's a staging ground, a practice ground for a mission to Mars. So for those of us who are big fans of space travel and want to see the next step, which is Mars, that the moon is really part of that. Is that a credible case, or
yeah,
is that just sort of a shining it over?
In a perfect world or a perfect moon, that's true. But the concern is that the moon becomes a dead end, that you go to the moon and it's more expensive than you expect, and it will be, and more difficult than you expect, and it will be. And you lose the momentum to press on any farther out into the solar system. So the Augustine Committee has said, hey, why don't we do essentially some flybys? Let's go to some Lagrange points, you know, way out, a million miles out. Let's go to some near-Earth objects, some asteroids, check them out. Perhaps go to one of the moons of Mars and orbit it and come up with sort of a hybrid exploration plan that might not be as expensive and might not lead to this cul-de-sac on the moon.
Is this president really on board with the reasons for exploration? I mean, some of this is really subjective. Humans explore. We need to go to the next level. And it really depends on whether the president is on board with that imperative of exploration. Is he on board with it?
Well, let's put it this way. Does he want to be the president that essentially presides over the demise of the human space program at NASA? In other words, does he view himself as Kennedy or as Nixon?
And can he afford to spend any more money? I mean, they want $3 billion. Does he have it at this point?
Well, at this point, $3 billion seems like chump change to me. I don't know. What do you think?
In the context of $787 billion?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's all about the money at NASA as usual. And the interesting thing about this in Congress where I work is that there's some very powerful members of Congress who support NASA and want a strong manned spaceflight program. So when they start to rear their heads, they may get the money yet. Miles O'Brien joining us to talk about shortfalls at NASA and the future of manned spaceflight. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.